You're listening to a Channel Zero Network podcast. The Channel Zero Network is a decentralized network of anarchist podcasts bringing you analysis of current events, media criticism, rebellious music, interviews with academics and authors, how-tos, and so much more.
This is The Final Straw Radio, a weekly anarchist and anti-authoritarian radio show broadcasting out of occupied Soligi land in southern Appalachia.
Hello, and welcome to Live Like the World is Dying, your podcast for what feels like the end times. I'm your host, Margaret Killjoy.
What's up, y'all? I'm Pearson, host of Coffee with Comrades.
You've been listening to Rebel Steps. I'm your host, Liz. Believe in yourself, trust one another, and get organized.
Hello, this is Linda. You're listening to Subversion 1312. On the Channel Zero Network.
Whether you are anarcho-curious or a hardened militant, CZN's ever-growing roster of programs has something for you. Head over to channelzeronetwork.com to find out more.
Great stuff.
Yeah, this is good.
Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Maroon Cast. First off, rest in peace, MF Doom. Doom yes. Lives forever and ever and ever. So, we want to introduce you to, hey, 2021.
The fuck?
New year, same set list. That's yeah. What this episode is called. Same shit, different day.
Yeah, exactly.
By now... You know, we were going to do a year in review, but, you know, again, same shit, different day. Like not like some big jump and leap happened between 2020, you know, 11:59 and 2021, 12:01. Like, it is what it really is.
Yeah. It's only just begun.
That's my song. I love me some Carpenters. It's kind of creepy, though. It can get a bit creepy. But yeah, you know, we pop off 2021 just as raggedy as 2020 because this is centuries of the same old patterns and the same battles that yeah. we have to fight. And of course, when I say we, this show, if you don't know about Maroon Cast or about Maroon Movement or about Maroons, we always are going to center Black, Brown, Indigenous resistance.
For sure.
For shiggity. So, with that being said, most of us know and have been paying attention for the past 2 days now of what white people call a siege of the Capitol. You and I, we watched it together.
Mm-hmm. Like a movie.
Yeah.
As predicted.
If this is your first time checking into the show, we done got comfortable now. I'm Simile the RBG.
I'm KLC.
Just apologize if we didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just went right into talking because, you know, we so used to it. But, yeah, we watched together, KLC and I. What we already knew, again, we used to live in Washington, D.C., and I myself definitely was very involved with anti-racist, anti-fascist organizing. And I've had clashes so many times with all of the entities that were out there, as far as we're talking, you know, the right-wing protesters, Capitol Police, which were all, if you've ever done a protest at the Capitol, you've had interactions with the Capitol Police and Metropolitan Police Department. And I've been arrested by the Metropolitan Police Department for scuffling outside of a Richard Spencer event, self-defending, if you will, myself and my city that I was in at the time, and protecting our community from people screaming about genocide and eugenics and, you know, chauvinism and patriarchy and white supremacy. And this is, you know, just a few years ago. And it was growing and bubbling, and we kept telling everyone, you know, when we would protest at the Capitol, you would never ever see the Capitol Police not out there with.
I was going to say, how did they treat you guys?
Swarms of them. And they weren't playing. We weren't, you know, we might get to stand up on. I was looking at, you know, when they were out there, there's a portion that they were standing on. We've stood up there before and give, you know, given speeches. And I've been out there with Black people. I've been out there with Indigenous people. Save Oak Flat came through, and I was out there with the siblings out there, and I was out there with a group of youth, Blackout, helped put together by youth, and we went to the Capitol, and we had a mock burial, fake funeral and casket, and basically burying white supremacy in effigy and you know, all sorts of things. But you know, it would be tense. They would never, you know, be nice and walk us down steps. And
that was, yeah.
Watch your step there now. Y'all come back now. You hear me? Oh, look at you out here with your red, black, and green flags. Look at you out here with your tribal insignias and all of that there. I'm with you. We got none of that. Anytime that we would go out there, whether it was anti-war groups, you know, whether it was environmental groups, like so many protests have been at that Capitol building. And one thing that we always, you know, had was plenty of mean, unhappy, looking ready to fuck us up as police at every step of the way, especially if it was in front of the White House over by Lafayette Park. Like the cans of whip ass, they would open us up on us. There have been clashes during May Day, comrades. In D.C., you know, clashed with the Matthew Heimbachs and all of that, and his group that at the time he was in Towson, right in Maryland, and you know, a lot of those actors and characters that were in there were local people from Maryland, and D.C. area, Northern Virginia area. So DMV, like, we've been dealing with this and seeing how our resistance to it was handled one way, and the light-handedness has always been, when the Klansmen and the Sons of Confederates came through and we ran them out and ripped up their flags and chased them through Union Station, you know, the cops are right there just escorting them gently, like, come on, guys, we got to get you out of here. We don't want anything to happen to you. Like,
don't let the monkeys to get you.
This isn't something new to us. It doesn't even have to be a white supremacist group. It could be one club that's out and it's Black. In the Metropolitan Police Department, that infamous video of them beating a whole crowd of Black people just coming out the clubs, white clubs, you know, somewhere else, maybe, you know, predominantly white, they're not gonna pull out pepper spray and billy clubs to just beat the shit out of, you know, white patrons. This is everyday shit. For people to be acting like, you know,
oh my God, I can't believe this has happened. What you mean?
Where have you been?
This
happens all over the country. This happens all over the world. Have you not been seeing what Black, Brown, Indigenous people have been saying about their lived experiences underneath colonialism, underneath settler capitalism, and how this is a global phenomenon? You haven't been paying attention? So it doesn't shock me that it'll happen in Paris, and it happens in Brazil. It happens everywhere. It happens here. Of course it's gonna happen at the Capitol. What do you think? The Capitol guards were letting people in, and people were shocked. They let them in. Why not? They're the same
people. They are kin folks.
They're cousins. and settlers banging on settlers and getting upset. Like, I grew up watching angry drunk after the football win, after the basketball win, white men beating the shit out of each other, then drunkenly walking back to their cars, you know? What is that? That's what that reminded me. I grew up, you know, in downtown. So downtown kids, all you see is, you know, woo, yeah, turn the car over. Like, that's you know,
yeah,
frat boy shit. Like, yeah, like entitled shit. Like, I see frat boy shit. I see pitchforks, you know.
Yeah.
And it takes me back to the imagery of groups and gangs of white men with pitchforks and torches and lynch mobs. Yeah. It's all the same thing.
Same energy.
Some of them would be like, all right, now, Abner. Well, it'd be the police officer.
Yeah.
I need y'all to go home. We can't do this tonight. And then, you shut up, Wilbur, because I told, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, and this is just, you know, I grew up in Virginia, so, like, I'm used to, like, yeah, sometimes cousins would step out of line and the other cousin might have to whoop up on them a little bit, but they still all on the same page,
yeah,
to oppress,
they all benefit,
black, brown, indigenous people on this colonized freaking land, and you're at the Capitol building with black people cleaning up behind you, and it's black people who were enslaved who built the damn Capitol building.
Mm.
And all of the other historical buildings in, you know, in Washington, D.C. that black people had a hand in creating, and the architecture and Benjamin Banneker's designs, and, you know, people acting like they're shocked and that there was some breach of something sacred was invaded.
Mm-mm,
the empire had its own minions invaded and wild out like they have in black communities and brown communities for, yeah, so long.
Yeah.
It looked like something like you couldn't have written a better script. Like when they were climbing up the walls, you know what everybody was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at them climbing up the walls.
Looking like monkeys.
I mean, you know, that's what they say about us.
Uncouth.
Look at you savages.
Savages.
Look at them. That's what they say
screaming
about us.
Screaming and yelling
and, you know, black, brown, indigenous people piling into boats, climbing over fences, you know. You know, they didn't say that about people when they were trying to get out of, you know, over the Berlin Wall, though. They cheered that shit on because it was in their better interest. But anybody leaving from areas that they have helped to overthrow, you know, and cause, you know, dissension with the CIA and so on and so forth, you know, it's somehow different. So what I'm trying to say is we're supposed to give a fuck that white people is banging on white people. I don't give a Mm-mm. hot fuck.
That was not my place. That was not my line.
You know, a lot of people be like, well, when they come to town, y'all should just stay. No, when they come to town, they're all downtown and, you know, out northwest in areas where, you know, there are a lot of unhoused people and people are just living their everyday, daily life. People don't want to have to just tuck up and run just because, you know, these white supremacists come to town. So people go out and they defend their communities. It isn't about them. It's about defending our communities. We have a right to defend ourselves any fucking where we are.
Exactly.
But when they do shit like that and they march to the Capitol and it's all them and they just having one big, there's no need for us to do anything other than what we did. If you notice, black, brown, indigenous people, white anti-fascists and anarchists, black anti-fascists and anarchists, brown anti-fascists and anarchists, stood the fuck down and built in our own communities, probably continued with our mutual aid,
yep,
and defense and looking out for each other. I'm pretty sure people was patrolling and making sure, you know, that they didn't come into our neighborhoods and do what they did last time. But why it wasn't our job to go down there. Let them fucking fight each other.
Yep. Let them kill each other.
They're going to pass the fucking bills that they're going to pass to crack down, and it's going to blow back on us.
Exactly.
So for everyone to be like, they would never treat BLM like that. Most of you saying that never even supported BLM or any other black liberation movement that didn't go underneath that banner. Whether it was people with guns or whatever. You've arrested and harassed so many mothers and fathers who were just out there because you murdered their child. Put them in handcuffs, pepper sprayed them, beating them like people have lost their eyes. You even push over and knock over old white men who are out there and split their heads open. White supremacy doesn't give a fuck about the everyday white person. is strictly for the property and the wealth of rich white people, and it always has been.
Yeah.
The aristocracy, whether it used to be the agrarians, you know, the people who were basically the slave owners and growing food when America was focused more on growing its own food.
Mm-hmm.
They were so focused because we were doing all the fucking work and they were getting all the fucking wealth. These are the people clashing with each other, you know. Aristocracy versus the regular dude, the overseers, who would have been on that same, you know. Yeah, it's class interests, it's all kinds of things, but they put that shit away when they want to be on the same accolade. The emperor sent them out. Weeks ago, we knew that they were coming. Weeks ago, we knew that they were going to do whatever they wanted to do because they did their dry runs already, and the Metropolitan Police Department were handling them with kid gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not if you're a black or brown kid. Those are boxing gloves that they handle our kids with. But
No, they handle our kids with guns.
That's
what we, not even.
You know, they handle our children with guns and ruin and devastate lives, actual children, and then grown-ups in their 20s and 30s who are white supremacists, who are right-wing, who are chauvinists, who are QAnons, and all of these ridiculous groups upholding, you know, their antiquated views of America first. I mean, Trump just tweeted it this morning, America first, which was a slogan of the Klan. You could literally Google it and see America first and make America great again was Reagan, you know, the Grand Dragon, you know. These fools went up in there. They ran up in there. Motherfuckers was pissing all on the outside of the joint. I want to say they was ghetto, but I hate the way people use that term. No, but that was some hood ghetto ass shit that they
was out there. That's some trailer shit.
I mean, but that was some trailer park.
That's some trailer. That was some real holler. Trailer.
That was some wild. That was some pissy nasty frat boy.
Yeah.
Dirty ass shit. You know. They had IEDs. You know, explosive devices. Some of them had zip ties. Some of them had guns. Shorty used to be in the Air Force, tried to go through the window and got her fucking throat split open.
Mm. Well,
they beat the fucking Capitol police officer with a goddamn fire extinguisher.
Mm.
Somebody got crushed. A couple folks had heart attacks or strokes.
It was some.
This shit looked like what is it? World War Z?
Yes.
Remember
yes.
when that? When, that's
yes.
what
when
that
that's
looked
when they
like.
Was climbing up the wall. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But it is something is wrong.
But again, we don't get we don't feel like something sacred was violated.
Hell
like,
no!
Fuck this raggedy ass Capitol. Fuck the fucking Capitol Police. Fuck the fucking MAGA. Fuck the fucking white supremacy. Fuck you Republicans. Fuck you Democrats. Yeah, son, that's how I'm getting off right now in 2021. Let me reintroduce you to who Simile the RPG is. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm not the intellectual tap dancing for your favor. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We don't care. Do we want to see this shit crumble? Fuck
hell
yeah.
Yeah, burn this
sitting
shit.
Sitting back, eating cookies, smoking weed while I watch that shit.
Well, watch it.
Mm-mm. Thinking about how do we keep safe? How do we keep protected? As I'm watching you clowns.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if the numbers were right or wrong about this election. You're emperors. Emperor one goes out, Emperor two comes in. What difference does that matter to us? The kidnapped, the colonized, the pushed out. Matters none. And so-called people saying that they're allies.
Sad.
You know, some of y'all are sad.
I'm sad. I'm so heartbroken, bitch. What is the darkest day, bitch? This is the darkest.
This is the this motherfucking.
Is the, this
yo,
is you telling my black
when I
face.
I saw that shit.
Is, this is the yo. Darkest time of America, bitch. If you don't get your fucking face.
That shit made me want to snap dicks.
No.
Faces.
No, ho. That's
that
this,
monkey,
is, this
like
ain't
that
the darkest.
That snatched that lady's face off, like straight up, like, how is this the darkest day?
This is
the
darkest.
The darkest day was when you first stepped on this fucking beautiful Turtle Island. and our wonderful ancestors should have fucking told you to get the fuck back in your boat. Because that was the worst. That was the darkest day.
That was the darkest day.
That's what started all of this. Split all this shit open. Y'all glorify John Brown. You allies. Some of you do, some of you don't. But, you know, how much of an ally are you to see this slavery going on? To see people dying in COVID-infested torture spots that you call prison. To see children being molested and women being, you know, having their wombs taken out. And you're separating children from their parents. And people are sleeping on fucking floors and going through hunger strikes in concentration camps. You walk around like America is actually the home of the brave and the free. It is a cesspool. And we do whatever we can just to hold it together and not just wild the fuck out. Because we want to do it with strategy. But this empire got to go, baby. Yeah. It's got to go.
It's got to go.
We're not fucking waving no goddamn flags. We're not cheering on the military. We don't give a fuck about the police. You are against freedom. It's like an alternate reality. You created these concepts in your head. You allies and you so-called enemies. I can't even tell you apart half the time.
Nope.
If you're crying over this flag, over the Capitol, you're not my ally. You're not my accomplice. Yes, I need you to get your John Brown on. Yup. Your Weather Underground on. Yup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need you to get your Marilyn Buck on. Comrade David and like be real about it. Be real about it. There have been throughout time anti-racist white people who have lost their lives.
Yeah.
Because they know that the oppression that is crushing the lives of black, brown, indigenous people is done in their name. So there's not a white person in the United States of America who is not benefiting from white power, white supremacy, white privilege, white-based capitalism that is drenched in our blood.
No.
And when I say our, I mean internationally.
Yeah.
From the blood on our bananas. They want to joke about banana republics? Like, where did that name come from? It came from, you know, the CIA and the army and others training people to go and have these really horrible hit squads, basically, slave masters, basically, on these fruit plantations, if you will, so that we can have bananas like Chiquita and Dole and all of these things. United Fruit Company, just look it up. Blood on the leaves. Like strange fruit, like Billie Holiday, blood on the leaves and blood on the fruit, like everything that we consume is blood.
Yeah, everything's been touched.
You think I'm shedding a tear?
Mm-mm.
Because Congress people, you know, were lying on the floor terrified? Like, that's how we are in our own homes. In our garages.
That's how our babies are in schools. Like, these are the things. This is the reality that everyday Americans are actually
walking down
living.
The street, children with playing
in the, you know, just playing with their friends, sitting on a stoop,
walking through a hotel with your father, and anybody can just come and tackle you and say you did something. Don't you know they burnt Rosewood down as a result of a white woman lying and saying a black man did something? They burnt the whole goddamn town down. Check out that movie. It's one of the most gut-wrenching films that you will ever see in your entire life. Rosewood broke something inside me when I saw that. But that's our reality. You didn't get here by not burning indigenous bodies. Not killing our leaders. Not destroying our crops. Not raping our babies. You. This is how America was and is, and how it maintains itself across the globe.
Yeah,
I got tears in my eyes. Like, you know, people can go on social media and just make a cute post and go back to their fucking white cushioned lives. But if you aren't one of those white people that are out there really going at it and giving up everything that they have, and yes, I mean everything, your resources, your connections, all of it should be going to the liberation of Black, brown, indigenous people. What are you holding back for? You centering yourself? Do you really want to see this end? You can't center yourself. You can't.
Mm-mm.
How can I feel that you're my quote unquote ally, my accomplice? How would I know that? I don't even see you. Well, we should be organizing amongst your people. Yeah, and you don't.
No.
And you don't. So, except for those who do. And those who do, you're not even supporting them. You're not supporting the real anti-racist white folks. But see, we're not centering them. But let's do just basic math, though. We're only so much percentage of the population. Black, brown, indigenous people. So some fucking white people, yeah, you're gonna have to step the fuck up. No, we're not holding our breath waiting on you. We're not centering you. And when you step the fuck up, you're gonna have to go by some Black, brown, indigenous, you know, even if it's temporary leadership, to understand what's going on in the communities that you're going to be assisting in, and the histories that you don't know anything about, and right. The people that you don't even really know. Those of you who grew up in these all-white suburbs, all-white farmlands, all-white cities, I'm glad you came out and held up signs, but you know, that's not stopping our heads from getting beat the fuck in. They just showed a man in Queens, New York with the police with his fucking knee on his fucking neck. This is every fucking day.
Yeah.
This is every fucking day. And if it's not that overt violence, it's the violence of the medical system.
Right.
The violence of the education system. The violence of the prison, you know, the penal system. And on and on and on and on. No, we want to see this shit crumble. We want to see the empire go. Let that be what happens in 2021. Well, Sima, are you an escalationist? Well, we've been dealing with this for 4 centuries. So it doesn't seem like we're on that much of a fast pace. Black people have been fighting since we first got here. We've been fighting. We've been resisting. So we don't give a fuck about the squabbles amongst the oppressor. We just don't.
That part ain't our business.
We trying to make sure our land is good, our education is good, our anti-oppression, you know, understanding is good amongst us, even in our own communities, amongst each other. And our defense is good. Put lead. That's lead. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Like, yeah. We're trying to get ourselves right. We're trying to focus on ourselves. And if anyone who's so disgusted about what happened was really an ally and really an accomplice, you'd be making sure Black people got guns.
Yeah.
Bulletproof vests and helmets and pepper spray and all kinds of stuff.
Cause you better believe they was waiting for us. Those weapons and things, they were waiting. They were ready. We ain't stupid, but they were ready for it.
They came armed.
They was hoping for it.
So
they wanted a couple bodies.
These are, you know, all around us are people, the 70 plus million people who voted for white supremacy, and then another 70 plus who vote for lighter forms of white supremacy, if you want to keep it a buck. Liberal supremacists and conservative supremacists, none of them want to give the land back, free the land. None of them are talking about, well, you do deserve reparations. You do deserve autonomy. Like, I don't hear any of them saying that on any side. I don't hear it from the black folks who are in politicians, or the brown folks, and we're supposed to be so excited about their representation. I don't hear it from the queer folks. I don't. So fuck those politicians. Fuck the corporations. Fuck the judges. Fuck all of that shit. We kicked in 2021 and it's the same shit, different day. New year, same settlers, same oppression. Same people who didn't even want to give us fucking money to survive.
We're supposed to feel bad for you. When motherfuckers is getting evicted this month, we supposed to be sad because you traumatized because you had to squat and put a plastic bag over your head. I had the same.
And some of us trying to squat and take over and have places to live. Squatting is different than your squatting. Trying to hide from your own people. We're squatting in a building trying to get off of the street like they did in Tacoma. Squatting in the hotel and so many places, homes getting taken over, hotels, so on and so forth. We're looking out for each other with food, hot meals, groceries, medicine, without you even giving us money. Us giving it amongst each other, mutual aid. And then some of you have the nerve to keep putting mutual aid on your fucking tongues. We wouldn't have to keep asking for these pennies to take care of what we need to take care of if you didn't have your fucking foot on our back, and if you hadn't made yourselves rich and fat from our work, from our labor, from stealing from us. But the allies, those of you who have wealth, have means, have buildings, have land, orchards and vineyards, and give them up. To me, reparations isn't a thing just from the state. Y'all are benefiting from it too. Give it up. Give it up.
It's enough. It's enough.
Oh, I had this really high position. Yeah, give it up.
Yeah.
I should be a native in that spot. You don't really mean that. The fuck are you kidding me? You have interrupted the lives of Africans.
Right. We're not saying.
You have interrupted the lives of the indigenous tribes here. You have interrupted the course of history. And everything you have is because of what you have done to us. Give it the fuck up. Surely you don't mean that? Oh, surely I do. Give it up. Land back. Give up the land. You're not taking care of it. You're not preserving it. You're destroying it.
Destroying the fuck out of it.
They're trying to lease the Arctic.
Shut up. Yes. Shut the fuck up.
The Arctic. The goddamn polar bears ain't even safe in this goddamn country.
And they white.
Poor white polar bears.
Damn.
But like I told you, your cousins don't always do you right either. Damn. Especially if you're poor. And it would behoove you to be on the side of Black, Brown, Indigenous revolution. You keep talking about a class war, but there is no class war without building it off of our fucking backs. And y'all not going to get out of it. Y'all not going to keep, it's just classism. That's not all we're fucking dealing with.
Mm-mm.
It's racialized. You know, if you're an ally, prove that you're a damn ally. Where's your assistance without us even having to fucking ding you up? Yeah, wait to see what we need, but like you should be coming to us. The audacity of some of you walking around patting yourselves on the back because you did a little charity here and there, or you marched a little something here and there. Don't you understand the long-term goals of what we have to accomplish and the infrastructures that we have to build? If you're sitting on resources, if you're sitting on money and privilege and you're not helping, you calling yourself an ally or accomplice, you're full of shit. If that's not you, I'm not talking to you. You shouldn't be offended. But if that shit ring and sting a little bit, like, that sting right behind the ear. Like, then I'm talking to you.
That spirit saying you, baby, you.
You don't get to sit back, look at what they're doing. Look at what you do.
Yeah.
Look at how my education had to be centered around whiteness. My Look at how God. Everyone has the tippy toe around your feelings. Look at how everything is in your image. No, look at what you do and what you benefit on and what you accept every fucking day and don't gasp about it. Mm-mm. We're not going into 2021 with that shit. We're centering our needs. We're centering our liberation. And if you're white and you want to get down and do the work, more the merrier. But we can't center y'all. And again, if you was any bit of a real friend, a real comrade, you would be coming to us to seeing everything that you can fucking do. And that's how I know some of you are full of shit. You can smile in my face. You can bump my music all you fucking want to. But if you was really down with Simile, you paid for that fucking music. First off, you didn't just go on YouTube or any of the streaming sites and just keep listening to my shit. Yeah, I appreciate the Spotify plays. But if you really were into supporting the revolution and you understand how Trap Liberation Army goes to Food, Clothing, Resistance Collective and Maroon Movement, work, then you bought it. And you reference it to other people. And you might have paid, and because it's pay as you will on sound, on Bandcamp. You might have paid over the price. Some of you have. Some of you have paid $20, $30, $50 for Trap Liberation. Some of you have paid $100. Some of you have paid $300. And I appreciate you. It's your actions that speaks and has volumes. I don't want to just hear you condemning obvious things that white supremacists are doing and you think that gives you brownie points. Whatever you can do. And if you don't have money or resources or things to do, your service to the liberation of Black, Brown, Indigenous people. Since every bit of ease that you have comes at the detriment of our lives. And I'm so serious about that. And I'm not fucking around with anybody this year. There are white comrades all over the globe shaking their head like, fuck yeah, damn right. What else? I mean, of course. As it should be. So you know what's up. And I'm talking to y'all. What's up? What's up, comrade?
What's up?
Everybody else, stop playing with us. Stop using us for marketing purposes and, just using blackness, using brownness when you want to make yourself get out of the, your little guilt trips. Like, stop.
I was reading something. It was just saying how people were like, I'm so ashamed. I feel so, so guilty. And it's just like, you saying that to me it doesn't feel good to me. What am I supposed to do with your shame? What are you asking me to do about the shame that you and your ancestors have brought upon yourselves? Like, you've done this to me, and I'm supposed to do what?
Like, I'm supposed to hug it out?
What, I'm going to be your black mammy? I got a black mammy. I put my nipple in your mouth and soothe you because y'all gross. And then you're like, oh, but it can't be. Yeah, it is. Get off my titty.
Like, you literally suckled off of us. You would suckle off of us and still call us nigger. You would suckle off us. We would raise you and you still would lynch us. And you still would put us in fucking human zoos. You will go and live in a neighborhood with us. And a black woman can go to a sleepover in a house full of white women and then she end up fucking dead the next day and nobody knows what the fuck is going on. You could be chilling every fucking day. You could be chilling and end up getting drugged down the fucking street behind a goddamn truck like James Byrd was. And they ripped his body apart as that man. I mean, and he knew those white men. He knew them. Ripped his body apart, dragging him from behind that truck. That was one of the most horrific things that I had. This is in the fucking 90s, y'all.
Not in the history books.
The man who killed George Floyd knew him, worked with him, still did it.
Yeah.
It's just not enough to just have these words. I can't do anything with your words. I need actions. We need infrastructure. We need buildings.
Yeah.
Food, clothing, shelter, educational materials. We can teach ourselves. We need guns, boats, planes, underground networks, electronic devices. We need that, period. But most definitely for the revolution. For our everyday self-defense. This isn't, oh, you're just trying to be romantic talking about a revolution. No, how the fuck you think we're going to get out of this? By keep marching, by keep having speeches, by having lectures? We're going to have to fucking fight. And if what you saw the other day get shocked you, well, you ain't really seen white people get down then. That won't nothing.
No.
Actually, that was kind of weak for again, I'm from Virginia.
Yeah.
That's weak for how them boys get down.
Yeah.
That was real weak.
And they got a taste, too. You think they're going to be like, okay, well, we're going to stop now.
No.
Hell no.
They chased Lindsey Graham through the airport today.
Shut up.
No lie. You're a traitor. You're a traitor.
Again. And so.
And we're going to follow. And they said, we're going to follow. This is your new life now. We're going to follow you everywhere you go, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. And we supposed to deal with, and we supposed to deal with. No, that's y'all. Deal with you. Deal with you, boo.
I wish I could do a northern white people accents because y'all are worse than the southerners, but I just don't know how to do one, y'all.
We're gonna work on it.
And I'm from the south, so I default back to that. But if I knew how to do a Boston accent.
I don't know what that
is. We're gonna follow you, Lindsay. I don't know. Maybe I should do a New Yorker one. You know, Lindsay, we're gonna fucking kick your ass everywhere you fucking go.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because they got a taste. I mean, for real, they had a win. That was a win.
For them?
For them, that was a win.
And then they got thrown under the bus by their emperor.
And then, yeah.
It's like, I don't know these people. He did a Kiki Palmer on them. I don't know that man.
No. It's like, but what? He's been, but hasn't that been the pattern?
Oh, Miss Minnie. He did a, wasn't Miss Minnie on the,
I don't know them either.
I don't know him either.
Yeah, that was Miss Minnie. Oh, Miss Minnie.
Trump did a Miss Minnie on you white folks and threw you under the bus. We have been trying to tell you regular folks who are in just as much debt and all sorts of shit, just like everybody else, that you should come on over. All you can say is, ugh, socialism, ugh, anarchism, ugh, Antifa. You hate it so much. But this will save your fucking life from being the man in the gray suit, from living in the little, you know, these suburbs that are choking you to death.
Yeah.
That you're miserable.
Hate
like Kellyanne
it.
Conway's daughter just rebelling. They trying to get the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah.
It's gotta be uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. No.
It's gotta be suffocating.
And people look at it like, oh no, that is not freedom at all. It seems like a nightmare.
Hell yeah.
Like a nightmare. Like the stuff they got to do to maintain the
All of my anti-racist white friends hated growing up in these racist ass suburbs. Like they couldn't stand it. They felt suffocated and they were treated as odd people and they had to get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
And y'all are gonna have to make that really uncomfortable decision whether y'all gonna tolerate this bullshit that's being done in the name of whiteness.
Yeah.
All that Americana shit, you can't be about all that Americana shit and you really be for liberation. America is the empire. It is the biggest juggernaut that's crushing everyone else. From withholding help and funds to invasions. Surely you're kidding me flying an American flag talking about you're for freedom. You're joking, right? Mm. That shit is as offensive as a Nazi flag, you know.
A Confederate
as
flag.
As the Confederate flag.
All of it looks like the same thing to me. When I see it, all three look the same.
It is.
It looks all like the same thing. If I see it as a black queer woman, that shit is scary. I'm going the other way. It don't feel good to me.
Y'all got all these fucking eagles and shit. It's, you know.
That
whole Trumpsy, I call them Trumpsies, that whole starter pack with the MAGA hats and the eagles and the Blue Lives Matter flags.
Yeah.
Like anytime I see that shit, I'm like, okay.
So I'm gonna be real honest with you. When Biden won and I seen white folks with American flags out there, that shit was scary. It didn't look any different for me. Like I was like, oh, are they mad because of or what? I couldn't tell.
No, they're gonna,
you know,
they're gonna politely oppress the shit out of
you.
They're gonna politely fund the police to beat our asses. They're gonna pass so many bills this shit that just happened.
Yeah.
That's gonna end up cracking on black, brown, indigenous resistance, anti-racist, anti-fascist.
That was,
you know, decolonial organizers. It's coming down. You queers and trans folks, you can get your asses in the streets if you want to talk about you fighting for your liberation. We're gonna come down on you. And we'll come in your house and kill you like Kawasaki, you know. This is real, and it just 2021 is not about lip service. It's not about fake shock at not seeing things coming. Well, only comfortable people didn't see any of these things coming. And these contradictions happen. This is about money. This is about power. This is about control. And watch the fucking shit that Biden is about to do and Kamala Harris is about to do. And talk that liberation talk to me after that. After you see what's about to go down with them. Talk that liberation talk to me then. Talk that it was only Trump shit to me then. Talk that it was only the Southerners to me then. When the motherfuckers from New York and Boston and California and all these other places are just as fucking fascist. Talk that shit to me then. Support Black, Brown, Indigenous thought. Support our movements. Support.
Yeah.
Stop centering yourself. I would like to see a real, coming together so that people can have the things that they need so that, you know, it's not always a fucking GoFundMe and having a tap dance in the middle of the street to get the things that we need. Let's not make 2021 have to keep being that. Or we wait for the fairy grandmother to drop a grant on us or some shit. Mm-hmm. You know who has resources and funds and so on and so forth, buildings and land waiting. Did you know? 2021, give it up. Like Biggie said, give it a loop, give it a loop.
21, you
give it a loop, give it a loop.
21, you legal.
We're going to do what we have to do. I'm not begging. I'm talking about what is owed us.
Yeah.
We're not begging. We wouldn't have to beg if you had left us the fuck alone. Our communities are everything. You won't allow us to have that autonomy without always interfering and sticking your fucking noses in it. But if you're really against all that bullshit, give it up. That's how I'm going in 2021. We're going to do what we need to do. And I'm not taking no fucking excuses from nobody about nothing.
Nope.
So you can clutch your fucking pearls all you want. We don't care.
Mm-mm. And we're not soothing you. No soothings. No.
I got a lot of thoughts and I got a lot of anger in me. But, you know, I just wanted to start off by saying that. This is a mini ep. We're not going to go too much further. Maroon Cast is going to be lit this year. We're going to do some video stuff for y'all. We got a new segment that's going to be done by myself called Beats Blunts Revolution. If you ever used to come to the old Maroon house, we would have, you know, music sessions, obviously, with the cannabis. Half of everything that we did had cannabis as a backdrop. So I'm basically going to be talking about hip-hop from an aspect of hip-hop anarchism. Yeah, and I know that's about to blow y'all heads up, but if you really think about it, the early hip-hop pioneers and just about all of the hip-hop youth pretty much were living anarchism all the way down to the anti-statist, anti-authoritarian, you know, working collectively, cooperatively. I mean, I didn't used to look at it like that. We would look at it more as punk, but, you know, much of what was punk was anarchist. So we're going to look at it from that aspect of the autonomy and individuality of youth coming up with their own resistance cultures, and those of us who were youth doing it, who are still continuing that and teaching a new generation and reshaping what hip-hop looks like so that it's not centered on just men and straight folks and, you know, or bubble-gummed up and packaged, you know, death served to us, you know. So that's what we're going to be doing with Beats, Blunts, Revolution, you know, cannabis culture, hip-hop culture, hip-hop anarchism. And then KLC is going to have a segment.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be crocheting and talking about cunts, ain't you?
Crochets and cunts.
Crocheting cunts. Cunty crochets. I'm talking about cunt. I'm talking about crochet. For those of you who are all straight, sorry. Like, I just went into the ballroom a little bit. You know, okay, that's part of my culture.
Hell yeah.
That's part of my background. I used to always go to the balls. But anyway, rest in peace, Nina Devine, also, who was a big part of that 757BA ballroom culture. She was an icon. And, yeah, a lot of us wouldn't have made it out of 757, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Hampton, any of those places without a scene to go to and having somewhere to go to feel safe. And it was many spots that she used to be in, Hershey Bar, Nutty Buddies, all sorts of spots, you know, little mini balls and lip syncing and drag and food and community. And so rest in peace to Nina Devine.
Rest in peace.
For being a huge part of that and being an icon in the 757. We lost a lot of people from COVID and other things in 2020. So I just want to tip my hat to that as we go into this new season. We lost a lot of icons. So we just going to live up our lives and do what we need to do while we're here and give our flowers to folks while we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to speak our truth and talk about what we love as opposed to just talking about what we hate and what we're against. But we are going to talk about what we're against and what's trying to crush us and keeping us from our joy. But we're going to talk about our joy. We don't want to just focus on the pain. I think they get off on that, hearing our pain. So we're going to talk about joy because I know that they hate that shit.
Mm-mm.
And
they look like y'all having fun.
Yeah. And so some of you straight people, you're going to have to tune out of a couple of these episodes because we're going to be getting into that queer and gender non-conforming
joy. Or you can
joy.
Grow. Or you can actually grow and be a full human being.
I don't want to, you know, whatever. You know, if that happens, hey, more the merrier. But we're not catering to anybody about anything. We're going to be freely who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
And who we always have been. I look forward to guests.
Yes.
And shenanigans. And I'm really excited about this camera and visual stuff we're going to be doing. We are now on Channel Zero Anarchist Network with so many incredible podcasters. I'm going to play a sample of some of their plugs at the end of this, which is what we're about to do now, to let you know about some of the shows. Yeah, there's a bunch of rebel anarchists from around the world, actually, that are a part of that network. So we're the anti-mainstream media. We're keeping it real, keeping it gully. Some really wonderful comrades who have been doing this work for so long. Actually, we're very pleased to be on the network and glad to be asked and invited to be a part of it. We're going to hold our part down, speaking about Black anarchism, hip-hop anarchism, womanism, queer, transgender, non-conforming, Blackness. Everything is Black, Black, biggity Black, Afro-Indigenous, biggity Black, Black. Everything is biggity Black on Maroon Cast, biggity Brown up on this piece. I'm just happy that we're being able to beam our thoughts and connect with comrades around the globe. New music is coming also from Simile the RBG.
Come on now.
Got some real nice collaborations coming up, as well as a new EP that we'll be working on. Sorry that we could not release it in 2020, but shit happened. Duh.
It did.
It happened. Duh. But word up. We'll be doing big things with Zulu Union, representing that hip-hop internationalist liberation movement. And just a lot of things going on. Beat Conduct is still doing their things, holding incredible beats, nourishing and encouraging each other, community. We're all about community and building. We're still going to be doing this mutual aid, feeding and clothing people. I think we have some events coming up during the MLK holiday. We'll be going to be out making sure people have good food in the stomach, as well as PPE. We're doing our thing. We want to thank all the comrades who rode with us last year as we go into this year. We're the same people. We're the same rebels and radicals. We're encouraging everyone to get free, to break out of the shackles of what's holding you back, and to go forward. Shout out to everybody who's still holding on to their dreams of something better and not letting this nightmare be our reality.
Yeah.
When we talk this talk and we walk this walk, it's because we want better. We want a better world for everyone who lives on the world, you know, who lives on this globe. That's the humans and the non-humans. because it's not all about us.
Nope.
So with that being said, this was supposed to be a mini episode. Well, whatever. But look out for episodes that are coming up. Look out for the videos. Look out for the audios. And right now, I'm Simile the RBG.
I'm KLC.
All power to the people.
Pleasure to the people.
See y'all next time.
Where did you get this?
Your friendly neighborhood anarchist.
More of an anarchist militant.
People involved in social struggles than everybody else.
People have been waiting for some content.
Radio and show.
The Final Straw, and I'm William Goodenough.
And I'm Percy Goodness.
The Final Straw Radio. Noblogs.org.
If you're listening, you are the resistance.
KiteLine is a weekly 30-minute radio program focusing on issues in the prison system. You'll hear news along with stories from prisoners and former prisoners, as well as their loved ones. You'll learn what prison is, how it functions, and how it impacts all of us.
Behind the prison walls, a message is called a kite. Whispered words, a note passed hand to hand, a request submitted to the guards for medical care. Illicit or not, sending a kite means trusting that other people will bear it farther along until it reaches its destination. Here on KiteLine, we hope to share these words across the prison walls.
You can hear us on the Channel Zero Network and find out more at kitelineradio.noblogs.org.